the thing that brought us to Aruba this year was the diversity as far as landscapes and looks and feels on the island. I really haven't been anywhere where you can see the ocean and you can have the desert in essence together. Cactus and rocks and water. And so for us, Aruba ended up being the perfect choice. Something really different, but still tropical, and let us have an incredible calendar this year. The interesting thing about the Kansas City Chiefs cheerleaders and our calendar shoot is we actually shoot all 33 women. Not all teams do that, some do. For us as an organization, it's really, really important that every single member of our team gets this opportunity. With that comes some challenges. You know, to shoot 33 women in roughly 4.5 days is a task all in itself. So we have to use every ounce of sunlight in order to get all these shots. The thing that we saw right out of the gate that we knew we wanted to do as a shot is the lighthouse. It's incredible because it's at the very tip of the island, very secluded, but it allowed us to really have a different feel from the beach and the sunsets and all the other things. So our first morning was the lighthouse sunrise.
So I need a little bit more side. There you go.
You gotta twist your body.
Twist your body.
Yep. That's good. Big smile.
Right there. Let your head lean in that way. Towards your arm.
Oh, I love that. So each time we do a calendar shoot, scouting is a really important thing. And every moment that we had that was spare, we were in a car driving all over this island. We need to find where we're going to shoot this evening. So we need to look at Rogers Beach and Baby Beach.
What is this?
Baby Beach.
What?
Where do you see Baby Beach?
That's
right here.
Oh, Baby Beach.
The water's pretty, but there's really nothing there.
No, it's just sand and water.
Yeah.
It's like we're walking on the moon.
Kind of come in from the side so you have some foreground.
Yep.
And with them as the middle ground and then the water and everything crashing behind them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, that could be pretty cool.
Using every ounce of time is critical. There's no way to get it done if we are not highly productive at all times. So that creates a little chaos for us. It's not just sunrise and sunset. You've got to use the day. Well, the day is hard because the sun gets so direct. So for us this time, the Butterfly Farm was a phenomenal place.
Is this the Butterfly Farm?
We're here.
No way.
Wow.
Wow. You want to go take a quick look through?
Yeah, let's do it.
Tons of shade, but unique, interesting looks with the trees and the butterfly. Okay, so we go orange suit here.
Mm-hmm.
We go green, pink over there.
All right. Bring your right shoulder forward a little bit, right there.
Steve Sanders, our photographer, I don't even know if I can say enough words. As organization, I feel really lucky that we have such a great guy. And his artistry of looking at palm tree and a sailboat or something, to the average person, we just look at it and go, well, that's some pretty water. But it's the shape and the way and the angles that he shoots that creates this unique artistry. And he makes every single one of those young ladies feel really comfortable. And that's not an easy task. And I feel so lucky that we have him as our photographer.
The day was packed with work and scouting, and we ended the day here with four actually amazing shots here at sunset. We had to crank them out here kind of quick at the end, and I think I'm real happy with what I've seen so far on the camera. Going to go head out to the northeast side of the island, kind of where the natural bridge and the old gold ruins are located. Hopefully all our scouting that we did yesterday is going to pay off today. We've got some big shots to do this morning. We're going to get 6 shots, 7 girls done, hopefully by about 8:30 or 9 o'clock this morning. I'm getting a reflection of the sky. Yeah. So if it comes up colored, it'll be colored.
That's awesome. Molly, keep your left shoulder relaxed as much as possible. Yeah.
Very nice. Let your head tip in a little.
I like it. It's good.
That was a good one behind you.
Show me a pose.
All right, let's change it up just a little bit. The weather cooperated. A little windy, but we were able to find some extra locations that worked well hiding the wind. We got some great stuff this morning. The colors were good, the models were great, and everything worked out perfect.
It was the roughest day as far as quantity. I think we did 13 or 14 shoots in one day, which is, I think that's a record for us. It was intense, but again, when your adrenaline gets pumping, you just go, 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 go. You don't want to let down. And then when that day ends, I quite honestly feel like a truck ran me over, but it's such a sense of accomplishment because at that point, you can look back and go, we're more than 3/4 of the way done, and we are clearly on the downside, ready to finish strong on Thursday and Friday morning. So it's an exhausting day, but man, do you feel good because you know you're almost there. So it's good.